Okay, here's the second part of my startup life podcast. So I will talk about the reasons why people should work for a startup in general, and why it's always a good start in your work experience to actually work for a startup. One thing with startup is actually you actually learn a lot from people around you. So depending on the type of startup you join, so for example, you might join a startup that's just begun, actually just got the funding from the beginning, then and you're actually lucky enough to grow with the company, then you're probably gonna learn quite a lot from people around you. So you're probably gonna see everything about how to build a company from the start. The struggles with the marketing directors, how they go about building relationships with different people in order to have more funds for the company, and also how the company grows in a sense. So looking at my past experience in the startup world, I actually learned about how to build a company in a sense. So many of the startups I actually worked with, I was working, actually saw how the company grew to become one of the top companies. So one example I can actually give you is one company I worked with. I was employed from the beginning, so basically working in various fields of the company, such as in a bit of finance, a bit of marketing, a bit of also administration. And I saw each aspect of this. At the beginning, basically, for some of the startups, I was actually employed in a very low salary, but I did manage to rise through the ranks. So basically, I started, I would say, at the beginning, on a very low salary, and managed to actually work my way through various startups. So for many people, actually, when they think that you are starting at the low salary is not the best, especially finishing your studies, I would advise actually to think about starting with a low position, so that you're actually able to work through the ranks and actually learn a lot more from your peers, the people you actually might meet in the future in the company actually. When we talk about, for example, startups with various aspects, people always kind of associate startups with developers or marketing, but there's also different aspects. I mean, it can be graphic designing, it can be other parts of a startup. The aspect of a startup actually is it's like two people or many people trying to put something together, trying to build something together. So one thing with startups is obviously you're gonna have to put a lot of hours in. Looking around, many of the startups I worked with, people usually used to come at 9 o'clock or so and finish up to midnight sometime. So people expect a lot of work to be actually put into those startups. So you think about the start of a relationship. The start of a relationship. At the beginning of a relationship, you might actually put a lot of a lot of work in. And then, obviously, at some point, you're going to try to stabilize the relationship. You know, not to say that you're not going to put as much work as possible. But, of course, you're going to try to stabilize the process in a sense. So, at the beginning of a startup, people usually put a lot of work in. They're trying to understand the market. They're trying to see how they can grow the market, or they can grow the company, meeting different people, trying to get as much branding as possible. So all this is kind of added to the startup company. And obviously, as a person that actually will start in this startup environment, you will learn a lot from this. And obviously, in the future, if you decide one day to actually have your own company, in a sense, then at the same time, you'll be able to actually set up your company as you kind of understood the whole concept behind it. Well, of course, a startup is not only okay, once I've seen everything from a startup point of view, I'm going to start my own company. Obviously, a startup is also is about having a good idea. And there's a lot of startups I've seen also failing, in a sense, where the idea might have actually sounded good, but the way, the concept behind it was not that great, in a sense. So the idea was good, but there was no concept on how to actually grow the company or be able to push the company forward, in a sense. So that's something that many, you probably find out with many startups, is that the idea is good, but the concept is not that great, in a sense. So behind that idea, there's not a real concept of what to do, in a sense. Another major part of startup is that you're gonna meet a lot of people, in general, from various countries, and you might actually be able to form a long-term relationships, in a sense, and in some cases you might be able to actually join together and form a startup. I've seen that happening a lot, in a sense, and I would actually advise many people to actually be able to get as much connection as possible within the startup world, in a sense. Attend a lot of conferences, attend a lot of meetings, and also trying to stay in contact with former colleagues, as maybe the next idea could be the idea you actually need to actually form your own startup, in a sense. So that would be kind of it in concerning the why you join a startup part. There's also a lot of indication on why you should join a startup if you are interested. And with something that we can actually discuss furthermore in our next episode. Thank you for listening. So the next part of the next episode will be, I'll be talking about the startup the mistakes of many startups. So one other thing is, when you actually have a startup, second reason why many startups are not actually working properly is the fact they're hiring poorly. Hiring is one of the most important aspects of a startup. And when hiring for your startup, you have to pay attention or what you actually require. Some startup, actually, I've seen many startups hiring too many people or too few people. So when you're hiring many people, so suddenly a startup would have an idea about a particular project and decide, okay, let me hire 20 or 30 people to work on this project, although we don't really need it now. So the most important part is actually understanding what is required for your startup. If you hire too many people, it's not always a good sign that your startup will be heading the right direction. Second thing is not hiring too few people for your position. For example, if you want to focus on a certain part, for example, if you want to focus on SEO or what other part of your business, you have to make sure that you have enough people to fulfill this. Many startups start hiring too few people because they think that obviously the cost will be too much for them. But at the same time, you have to kind of weigh up of what you actually require and how fast you want to grow as a startup. Another point is, when hiring people, a lot of people tend to hire their friend or so on that have a very, very small amount of experience in the world of startup or in a particular position. It's very good to hire your friends and so on, or your family members. But remember, when it comes down to business, there's no friendship anymore. Friendship can, business can make it or break a friendship, or family ties also can disappear from this. So make sure that when you actually start your startup, make sure you hire the right people. Mistakes can happen, of course. There's nothing is ever perfect. But make sure you hire people that you know will benefit you and your startup, and also that you're able to also teach them something. This is very important. That's why a lot of people actually lose the staff members, because there's so much they can learn on the job, but at some point, if they feel they're not going forward with their career, or you just kind of wasted the time with too few, huge lack of training and so on,
then they're not gonna go, they're not gonna stay too long, and you might actually lose your best staffs. So think about how to hire your best staff, how to hire the best people, and just move forward with this very important part of a startup. Thank you for listening.